I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts. And this past weekend, Sunday, I did a broadcast of a game, Michigan State at Indiana, in Bloomington. And the game got over at 6:15 or so. So we endeavored our drive back, about 4 hours and 40 minutes or so. We were just about an hour from home. And by the way, on the way there, only one stop.
Oh, nice job, man.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I was going to say, a 4-hour drive, that's like 12 P stops for you.
I've been managing my intake a little bit better so as not to be pulling over every hour. Because a couple weeks ago, I drove to Purdue, which is 3 hours and 20 minutes, and I stopped 4 times on the way.
That's a lot of times.
And when I got to the hotel, barely made it. But anyway, so this time, it's getting late, and we're like, should we stop one more time? And Kayla was with me. And so we stop at this gas station in a little town, Schoolcraft, and we walk in. Now, it's about 11 at night. We walk in, guy behind the counter, baseball hat pulled down, big, thick beard. Hey, guys, welcome in. So we do that look people do where you're like, where's the bathroom? And then I go, hey, man, do you guys have a public bathroom? And he goes, we don't, my friend. We do not. I endeavor you'll have to go somewhere else. He actually said, I endeavor you'll have to go somewhere else.
What?
I thought, I like this guy.
Okay.
So then he said, head north or south? And I said,
oh boy, that's a bad sign.
I said, we're going north. And he goes, you could try to get to McDonald's before they close. They close at 11. It's 11:02. He didn't know he was trying. And he goes, well, if you're heading north, not much there for a while. So you might want to double back. Oh. And I go, all right, thank you, man. No problem. And as we're walking out, he goes, hey. I go, yeah. Turn around, and he goes, you can take a leak behind the dumpster out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just whip it out and pee outside. You're a boy. Yeah.
And I said, oh. He goes, I'm not going to say anything.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, you know there's a camera back there.
Well, then I take one more step, and he goes, but just so you know, there's a camera, and they'll put a picture of your pecker on the internet.
That's awesome.
I didn't have to pee anymore because I laughed all the way home. He was so.
That's
was
really
awesome.
Funny. That's funny.
It was delivered like. It reminded me of the way like the woman who ran the inn on S Creek would have said it to David when he was like being naive and stupid. Well, you can do that. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie. Yeah.
I think of her name either.
That's really God. That's really
funny.
Put
a picture of it on the internet.
Put a picture of
your pecker. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the heads up. We'll probably just make a run for home.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, the fact that he had to say you're heading north or south lets you know how close the closest bathroom is.
If that dude is listening, I enjoyed that stop as much as anything in a long time. I laughed so hard.
Good morning, I'm Steve, and I have a question for you guys. Does anyone else's significant other become like a weird pseudo-doctor when you tell them that you're not feeling well?
A lot of people like that.
Okay, so Saturday morning I woke up, and I wasn't really feeling that great. I felt kind of congested and, like sinus stuff. And I said to my wife, I was like, man, I'm just not feeling that great. But, you know, we had stuff to do. First thing she says... Oh, it's probably because you fell asleep on the couch last night.
What?
I was like, what in the RFK are you talking about? Like, how in your world is me having sinus issues related to falling asleep on the couch?
Is your couch made of other people's mucus?
No. Yeah, I could understand if I had woken up and said, oh, man, my neck feels kind of weird or
sure,
whatever.
Yeah, muscle issues. Yeah.
Right. But I was like, is our couch known for giving people sinus infections? What the hell are you talking about? But I feel like every time I say something like that, like, oh, I don't feel that great. She has some wild.
Do you think she just picked something from recent times that low-key annoyed her? And blames.
Like, maybe it's because you didn't clear your plate after dinner last night.
Yeah. You spent too much time wrenching on your Jeep.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you didn't cut the grass last June.
Probably because you haven't washed my car in 6 months. How's your nose?
So odd. And I said to her, I was like, really? Do you think that falling asleep on the couch led to a sinus? Well, you never know. No, I do know.
I just looked it up on WebMD. It does say that can lead to sinus infection.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're in a weird position.
Top dangers of sleeping on the couch. Okay. Yeah, one, getting squashed by a relative. Two, pet hair. And then three, sinus
infection. Sinus infection. Yeah, okay, well, hey.
Broyhill's sinus disease.
I stand corrected then.
Is it a sofa sleeper?
No, it's not.
Oh, thank God. We'd have to take you to the ER.
Good morning, I'm Kelly, and I know I told you guys within the last couple weeks I'd been planning a surprise trip to go and see this guy that I've been dating. Those plans fell through. Unfortunately, that happens with surprise trips and such. It's okay. But one thing that did come out of that, which I absolutely love, is I got to see my dad this weekend.
Nice.
Because coincidentally, right around the same time I was planning the surprise trip, I had also totally forgotten that I had invited my dad up to where we live for an annual beer festival that he and I go to every single year. So when I'd planned this surprise trip, I was like, oh my God, I'm a terrible daughter. Dad, I'm so sorry. And of course, he's supportive of love. So he's like, that's okay. And then when it fell apart, he was like, I'll step in and I'll be an awesome dad and we'll go drink some beer. So he gets here on Friday night and y'all, we started the party early. I said, hey, Dad, you know what's great about my house is we can walk to bars. And on the walk to bars, we can stop at other bars. And my dad's a beer guy. So we stopped and grabbed a beer at this brewery on the way to other beers, naturally, as one does.
Sure.
And we played a game of Sorry. I dominated, obviously. And then two strangers were like, it looks like you've only got two people playing Sorry over there. Let us join you. And they're also listeners. So shout out to you guys, who I also slaughtered in Sorry. They were talking so much smack. And I was like, all right, here we go. And then we continued our stroll on to a place where I then changed from beers to margaritas, which is never a good idea. Margaritas are always a delicious
idea. I learned in college, beer before liquor, you'll never be sicker.
And
liquor
before beer,
you're always in the clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lie. That second half is wrong.
Yeah,
because if you drink a lot, you're going to get a hangover.
Yeah, honestly, if I drink margaritas all night, I'm just going to feel like I drink margaritas all night the next day. If I drink beers all night, I'm going to feel like I drink beers all day, you know, or all night the next day.
Yeah.
So anyway, we stumbled home. We were laughing. I started sending Steve voice notes. I'm pretty sure I told you like 10 times to tell your wife I said hello.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's foggy.
Yeah, it was oddly threatening.
Sorry.
And here he was dealing with a sinus problem.
Yeah.
Well, geez,
you didn't even know. I was asleep on the couch.
I know. Yeah. I empowered Dr. Annette that night. I had no idea. But then we woke up on Saturday and then went to a beer festival where the drinking continued. And I was like, oh my God, but we made it worth it, right? We had to walk to and from the bar. That's like a mile and a half or 2 miles walking there and back from my house. So that's 4 miles total-ish. We stood all day at the beer festival. So I was like, here we go. We're getting our walks and our steps in.
How long do you have your shoes on, though?
Oh, my God. For so long.
That's the true measure.
It was a working man's shoe kind of day for me. And then on Sunday, I said, Dad, we're checking a thing off your bucket list. We're going to Sleeping Bear Dunes, which are like dunes in the upper, not the upper peninsula of Michigan, but northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's always wanted to see them. And I thought, this will be great. Except when we got there, I realized, uh-oh, there's snow. The scenic drive that makes it significantly easier to see these dunes is closed. So we are going to have to hike a mile and a half there in the snow and a mile and a half on the way back. And my dad was like, you're really making me work for all this stuff this weekend.
Right.
I was like, I know, I got a broken heart.
Everything got to be so hard?
I was like, I'm sad. I need to walk it off. And we got to the Sleeping Bear Dunes, where if you've ever been there, you know, it's always crowded. There is never a time where it's not crowded. Except when we were there, because you had to walk a mile and a half in the snow to get to it.
Do you think it's because people consider that a uniquely summer experience?
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, it was so cool. It was so cool to have it by ourselves. There were a couple iffy points where he and I were like slipping and almost breaking ankles and falling and stuff. But it was so worth it once we got up there, because it was his first time ever seeing it. So it's breathtaking, because you're like, this is real. And this is a lake, because it's Lake Michigan with these like mountain sized dunes. And the other thing for me, having been there before, where you can't ever take a picture without 20 people being in it.
Right.
Like, there's nobody there. It was the coolest experience ever. And it was just so neat to be able to pack all that in on a weekend, where I'd originally thought, like, man, I'm going to wake up every day and be like, I should be seeing this person I'm dating. Like, this is so sad. And instead I woke up and I was like, let's go for it. And
too bad it's not one more day. You could have gone to a closed water park. You'd have been blown away.
Yeah.
You'd have been like, oh my God, nobody's here.
Such a good time. But yeah, we fully redeemed ourselves. It was amazing.
That is good.
Yeah. That's making so cool.
Lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the order you say those words.
That is. You did it this time.
True. Yeah. You got that, man.